Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Land that called us ever homewards, we will go home across the mountains. We will go home, we will go home, we will go home across the
Shall I explain to you in one easy lesson how the world works?
Use small words. I'm not as bright as you.
The house that puts family first will always defeat the house that puts the whims and wishes of its sons and daughters first.
Draupnir.
A good man does everything in his power to better his family's position.
Geiri, Preiki.
Regardless of his own selfish desires.
Sleipnir.
Right there on his hammer, it says, word Ray Holt. That is the answer to every bit of this. This is how you do this with racial holy war. That is the only thing that will ever, ever bring about any kind of hope or solace for our people. Racial holy war. Possibly imagine anybody could ever say to anybody. First and foremost, we must secure the existence of our people and future for white children.
They're here.
And if somebody wants to ask you why that is important, it is the is just like Dr. Peter said earlier, we paraphrase because the beauty of the white area woman must not perish from the other. That is the answer to all of it, period. I think one of the most important things we could ever do, and I'm not trying to turn this into any kind of juvenile thing, if you do not know the 14 words, use your motherfucking fingers and learn them tonight. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. If you cannot say that, brothers and sisters, I don't know how much you love your race. Secondly, the most important thing that I think I can possibly share to my people, hello.
They want you eliminated. Don't give them the pleasure. So there it is, boys and girls, the hard-to-swallow pill that too many of our people have been putting off taking for far too long. They don't want to accept that this is a war to the knife, or that they are the ones who will be stuck like a pig and left to die by their diverse friends. And don't make the mistake of thinking that if you abide by the law and obey the powers that be, that you can win this fight. We have already reached a point where the law is failing us. And if you don't believe me, just ask some of our LS members who are currently sitting in Virginia jails because they had the audacity to defend themselves against physical attacks by mobs of Negroes at Charlottesville. When the law falls into the hands of evil men and is perverted from its true purpose, then free men, are morally bound to resist and overthrow such tyranny, and with violence if necessary. There's a well-known ancient Latin phrase, si vis pacem, para bello. If you want peace, prepare for war. The time has come to get plumb mad dog meat. And that if you lose your head and give up, then you neither live nor win. And that's just how it is. I say to you, in imitation of that great Confederate general, Nathan Bedford Forrest, war to the knife and the knife to the hilt!
Kingdom that has once been destroyed can never come again into being, nor can the dead ever be brought back to life.
She said, I'm naked.
Baby. Hi, welcome to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionrdo.com. You are listening to the St. Thomas Show, and I'm your wild and crazy-ass host, Sonny Motherfucking T, Biatches. That's T-H-O-M-A-S. If I have to spell for you again, you're a fucking retard. But anyways, you must not be retarded because you've tuned into this radio program. So obviously, you've got a case for the a little bit of the insane in the membrane.
It's insane, got no brain.
Oh, yeah. Definitely are on the hook tonight. Definitely having some technical issues, so if you're having anything going on out there, apologize in advance. My feed is having some issues here, but the lo-fi is working out just fine, I guess. Anyways, so I was actually hoping to have a guest on tonight, but he was not able to schedule it, so we're going to schedule him for the date. And then right as I was trying to finalize booking him, another lady contacted me through another contact I know about getting them on, and so we will invite them on. If I can get a little counter in front of me. We will bring them on December the 5th. So that way I get time to go over with their material and really encompass this topic that they presented that they wanted to talk about. So I'll leave it at that. Anyways, if you wish to follow us, you go to resolutionrdo.com. That's for Resolution Radio. You can also follow us on Gab at resolutionrdo. Sonny Thomas Show in at Real Sonny Thomas. And if you get to sonnythomas.com, it also goes to our social media page for our European and Russian listeners on the VK network. So you can either go to sonnythomas.com or vk.com/sonnythomasshow. Opening song tonight was Like a Ritual by Winger from the 1993 album Pull. Definitely one of their best releases for sure. Come at a very interesting time in metal history, actually. Nirvana had just plowed through and destroyed pop music in 1991. And, of course, they had also just come out with their second full-length studio album, In Utero, which would unfortunately be, well, actually, I'd take that back, that would be a third full-length studio album, but second on the Geffen label, not including the stuff that's on Incesticide, which is kind of like a compilation of B-sides and other shit that they put together. But by then, Nirvana had definitely reached a Nirvana with that particular record. Actually, back in 1994, it was my 1994 album of the year, I do believe. Just beat out the Metal Blade record reissue of Thin Lizzy's Thunder Lightning. And I think obviously due to the sad events that Cobain had, decided no longer stay in this realm and stay in the Forever 27 Club. But Thin Lizzy made up for it in 1995, album of the year at HMV.com with Life Live, their last full-length official double live album. And that's not including the one that was released many years later, which was the live on Radio 1 BBC Network. And which I think is actually a little bit more organic than the Life album, but there's still some really good cuts on there. Matter of fact, the original arrangement of Don't Believe the Word is actually on that particular Live album. And so it really, really enhances it. And of course, the only song that was ever released on Live records and not in studio was Are You Ready? And of course, that version is even more kick-ass than the one that was originally on Live and Dangerous in 1978. So definitely... Are you ready? Some good shit. Alrighty then. Actually, I got kind of Thin Lizzy on the brain because I actually talked to someone recently who was also a Thin Lizzy fan. We've been like trading stories left and right, and I wish I could find some of my digital stuff that I have. It's on all the hard drives, but I have pictures of when I was in Dublin in 2004 at Phil Lynott's grave and seeing a big giant marble slab on his gravesite. Half of it's written in Gaelic, the other half written in English. And it's a phenomenal moment, man. I'm telling you, when you go to a rocker like to a line it and actually standing there at his gravestone, dude, you're kind of like, yeah, it's a little surreal, but I traveled a fifth of the way across the fucking world to find that particular gravesite. So, I'm good. Definitely a big Thin Lizzy fan, that's for sure. All right, then. So, we got a lot of stuff going to try to cover this this first hour. A lot of interesting stuff going on right now. You've got people still bitching about some of the debates, who won, who lost, as well as some of the other very interesting developments. It's hence why I decided to call the title of this episode Destruction of Our Youth. It is pretty obvious that the systematic destruction and corruption of our youth is on full display and full tilt. Between having drag queens read at story time in libraries, as well as, I can tell you from personal experience, I had video I had shot inside the Springboro Library, Springboro High School Library, and seeing some of the books that featured there. They actually had a book on world government. I shit you not. There was a video that I had posted on my old Facebook page of some of the books that featured. And they've got all these left-wing topics and authors and subjects. And if they did have anyone that's more centrist or right-wing, it was probably an anti-book. Or it's a very loose bullshit, thing of what the particular thing. So they may have a book on Ronald Reagan, but they probably have four or five books on the positivity of Bill Clinton and his presidential reign during that regime. So it's pretty interesting how that shit plays out. Yet no books on Barry Goldwater. So, that's an interesting thing in itself. But there's a lot of other books in there that were just completely perverse and I thought was totally unacceptable to be in a high school library like that. And so I basically did pitch my pitch to the powers that be. I've been in there a while to take a look around, but you'd be interested to see what's all going around there. Maybe I should do another live seminar like I did before, and that way I get full access to that thing in advance and start taking some video again. It'd be quite interesting to see. Alrighty then. So there's definitely some interesting shit that's out there, and we need to cover this. One of the biggest things, I didn't get a chance to watch the debates last night because when I read the original articles on MSN, they were basically saying something along the lines that the debates are supposed to end in December. So I didn't think they had another, few weeks left till the debate. Apparently the debate was last night. So, alas, I am really at a loss right now because I really had a chance to go and watch it at all. However, I have seen a couple of the highlight pieces come out. And, of course, I still get regular feeds from Tulsi Gabbard. But the biggest complaint was that when Tulsi ripped Kamala Harris during the second debate and just nailed that stupid bitch, this was Kamala's comeback, that this is basically her chance to get even with her. And, of course, her thing is she always has to attack Gabbard for being an Assad apologist. That, you went to Syria, met Assad. So what? John McCain met ISIS, motherfucker. Does that make anything any different? Seriously? All because he's a Republican. Oh, maybe it's because he's a war hawk. Wait a minute, hold on. This guy was a former prisoner of war at fucking Hanoi Hilton, man. You would think if anyone would be anti-war, it would be John McCain III, right? But no, dude, there wasn't a conflict he didn't like. Because he's too fucked up to be able to fight himself, so he wants to watch other people. I mean, thank the gods that fucker finally died. And there were some rumors going around right before his death that he had to hurry up and make sure he was dead because I guess he'd been caught messing around with some boys. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Probably a Jeffrey Epstein file, so he wouldn't doubt it. But, everything else, if you see what's going on here, Epstein did not kill himself. It's becoming the new popular phrase that's showing up on memes and on the bottom of drinking cans. I shit you not. The actual display dates that are on the bottom of the cans, one particular supplier is putting a line of text on there that says Epstein did not kill himself. How fucking cool is that? So I think that's pretty interesting in its own right, and it should give you some moment for pause because, this is a double-edged sword in two different ways. One is it does raise the official question about what happened. And there's no way he could have killed himself. Even the coroner said that, and also another coroner said the same thing. But the real issue is, the problem I have with it is that the more we promote Jeffrey Epstein in the afterworld, it's pro-Jew. So we're actually putting that guy on a freaking pedestal, trying to expose exactly why in the hell first of all, in the security prison he was in, how did anyone get access to him to kill him? And, of course, the cameras did suddenly go dark, just like it did on Oklahoma City during the interesting in of itself. Another issue that we have is that the media, every time they did try to expose some of Epstein's crimes, they get completely shut down. So I think it's absolutely amazing that that the real issue is that no one is asking the pertinent questions. It really is. And some say that he isn't actually dead. There was a dummy or a body, you know, body double. So someone died. But what could have happened is that he got whisked out and carried off to Israel. So that could also be the case as well. So it's hard to say at this particular point, but it's definitely worth looking into and start asking some serious questions. That's all I can say. But I think the more and more we start asking questions, people are starting to see the false narrative. Just as soon as the impeachment hearings start to go downhill within the second day, all of a sudden, guess what? Conveniently, there is a school shooting in California. How's that fucking work out for you? People are starting to get wise to the false flag attacks. I think the more that people are starting to understand it and calling them out for it, that's why they're censoring social media stuff and other channels, because of the fact they want to control the narrative. They can't do that when you, especially if you have free white males that are thinking for themselves and outside the box. So that's a problem. I mean, obviously, as what I saw in my previous profile, they had censored me because I was speaking the truth and they didn't like it. Or some whiz bang decided, oh, I don't like him speaking the truth. That might be a revolutionary act. I think we need to X this motherfucker. No cause, no recourse, and to top that off, no way of having a reprieve to say, hey, I have the right to know who my accuser is. Facebook doesn't allow that. And their tactics are very fascist. Hence why I call it fascist book, because that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. It sure as hell is not going to get any better. Mm-mm. So it's other interesting stories I want to cover. Heilung, the experimental folk group coming out of a couple of different places, mostly Germany, but also I think Finland and the Netherlands, are absolutely huge right now. As a matter of fact, a conversation that I had with a fellow heathen today, the question was asking, what is the proper way to build an altar? And there really is no designated way you should build it a certain way or anything like that. What it is more or less, it's more what's personal to you and what kind of feeling is behind it. So that's an interesting thing in itself. And then top that off, more people might actually do it more indoors as opposed to outdoors. So I think that's pretty interesting. But I think the image that Maria Franz has created for herself as the pagan shaman, lack of a better term, pagan shaman, even though she's a shot woman, does anybody really coin that term? But the image of her, with the antlers and everything else, is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, she is probably one of the most influential females right now in music, just by her image alone, not to mention her actual vocal range. So if you haven't seen it yet, you need to look up Heilung on YouTube and look up the concert they did at Castle Fest back in 2017, and it's actually gone viral to the point where the first tour here in the United States is selling out so fast they're having to go to bigger venues and still honoring the tickets to a couple of places, the venues that they had booked at before. So, like, if they pick a 2,000-seater, now they have to go up to a 4,000 because of the fact that they're just selling tickets out the inning. So definitely some interesting stuff there worth checking out. And their new album, I do believe, is out as well. From BusinessInsider.com, More than 9,100 stores are closing in 2019 as the retail apocalypse drags on. Here's the full list. See if this is an update of what I had seen before. A lot of places, including Sears, JCPenney, Macy's, The Gap, all these places. Here locally, Elder Brennan was like a major staple department store for the Miami Valley. I mean, if you didn't go to JCPenney's or Sears, you went to Elder Brennan's to get your clothes. It was a good middle-class department store. It is no longer gone as of last year. So Elder Brennan's no longer exists. Again, which is sad, because a lot of times I would go there to buy certain kinds of clothes and things of that nature. But it's only going to get worse. So there are more than 9,000 stores expected to close this year. Sears, Kmart, Party City, Walgreens, and Barney's. Really, Walgreens are among the retailers that have recently announced store closings. Charlotte Russe, Family Dollar, and Chico's announced more than 1,100 store closures in the span of 24 hours. Payless has said it plans to close all of its 2,500 stores in what could be the largest retail liquidation in history, which is interesting because Payless is basically like second, not going to say second hand, but second quality shoes. So like if Nike makes, you know, 10,000 shoes of a particular style and 750 of them don't meet the snuff, then they get sold to places like Payless. Used to be when Elder Brennan was around, there was actually a shoe store called LB Shoes, and E-L-B-E-E, and that was kind of like the Payless shoe stores for the Elder Brennan chain. Matter of fact, in Easttown Shopping Center in Dayton, they used to have an LB there, and it was in the same shopping center as Elder Brennan. So we've seen a lot of stuff. A lot of it's because of Amazon and all those stuff. So Payless is closing 2,500 stores, which means they'll be totally out of business. Gymboree, 805 stores. Dress Barn, 650. A lot of these are all female and children clothing stores that obviously no people go to. Charlotte Russe, 520 stores. And the picture shown here are two mannequins. the one of the female mannequins has got a Def Leppard t-shirt on. How cool is that? A little too late, sweetheart. You're already a dummy because you didn't wear that shirt sooner. Some funny shit. Let's see. Fred's, 520 stores. Family Dollar, 390, which is interesting. Why would Family Dollar close? Well, Family Dollar and Dollar General really aren't a dollar, unlike Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar for the most part. So, but everything, a lot of that stuff is like, you know, a lot of people buy their HBA there, but you probably wouldn't really want to buy your shit there. Shopko, 371 stores, never heard of the place. Charming Charlie, never heard of that either, 261. Let's see, Chico's, 250. Gap, I remember all the preps and the prudes in high school would go to Gap. If you were a preppy, you went and bought a Gap sweatshirt or something. You're one of them little trendy assholes. Oh, you go and spend $40, $50 on a stupid sweatshirt that says the Gap on it. What the fuck can do? That closed in 230 stores. Avenue, 222. See a pattern here. Walgreens, 200, which is interesting. Why Walgreens would be closing? GameStop, up to 200 stores, which is interesting because the game thing is a big, big thing now. But apparently it's not making enough money. Forever 21, up to 178 stores. Sears, 175 stores. They're almost completely liquidated. Lifeway, never heard of them. It's a Christian store. 170 stores. So there's a pattern here. Kmart, 160. So 150 to 200 stores of every general thing is outdoor. Performance bicycle, 102. Well, who goes and spends $300 on a bicycle anymore? Let's see if there's anything else on here I recognize. Oh, CVS, God forbid, right? Because of the fact that you couldn't get enough fucking overpriced generics, right? Bed Bath & Beyond, 60 stores. Tier 1 Imports, my mom used to go there all the time. 57 stores. Party City, Agassi, Victoria's Secret, ooh, imagine that. Wow. Bye-bye lace panties and thongs. So much for the thong song. Office Depot and Office Max, 50 stores. Children's Palace, Children's Place. Children's Palace was actually a retail chain here in the Dayton area one time. They've closed like, 15, 20 years ago. Abercrombie and Fitch. Here's the funniest thing about that. Who the fuck goes there? Seriously, if you want to get hosed over some bullshit fucking ugly-ass clothing just because it says Abercrombie and Fitch on it, then be my guest. A good buddy of mine used to print a lot of shirts for them, and they would even hose them at like $5 to $8 a shirt. We're talking a long-sleeve tee with this little tiny-ass print on it just says Abercrombie and Fitch, and people would spend, I shit you not, $60 to $80 for a long-sleeve T-shirt that just had the AF logo on it. Well, that's just stupid as fuck. Because if you go and actually go out and buy that, you're a fucking retard. Seriously, man. If I don't get my jeans from, like, in my particular case, up for Wrangler, or if I want to go cheap way, I go get Rustler from Wally World. You know, I always went to Kmart to get my jeans. But who the hell is going to spend $100 a pair of jeans? I mean, that's something you did back in the early 80s, dude. You know, the designer jeans for chicks and stuff. You know, you go buy Chic and Gloria Vanderbilt and all this shit. That was a big deal back in the late 70s and into the late 80s. And then the Stonewash jeans came out. That was a big fucking deal. So we are seeing the Amazon model is absolutely completely destroying a lot of the retail business that we know and have taken for granted for so long. Yet they're still building strip malls all over the freaking place. They just built another one not too far from where I'm at. I was like, what do we need to go get that shit? Anyway, here's a 1-2-punch story. In Ohio now, they've made it almost impossible to get an abortion, which is, I have issues on that because there's reasons why you would want to have an abortion. You know, incest, rape, especially now that a lot of the natives are getting restless and they're going and attacking white women and raping them whenever possible. Next thing you know, your 14-year-old daughter gets attacked by a fucking dindu, and then next thing you know, by the time she even knows that there's another problem on top of that, you can't have an abortion now. Was it a heartbeat bill? Was it 5 weeks? So most girls don't even know they're 5 weeks or 5 days late until well after a fucking month in some cases, man. So how does that really give anyone any time to prepare and go, oh, shit, better tell my dad. Let me tell you what. If I had a daughter and she came up to me and said, hey, Dad, guess what? First of all, I'd be hunting this motherfucker down and I'd emasculate him. Secondly, I'd be like, man, we're going to have to go do something or we're going to have to go down the bayou somewhere. Someone's going to have to get a coat hanger and start doing some stir fry. I'm sorry, dude. That's what you're going to start doing is going to have to start back alley abortions, which cannot be controlled, cannot be regulated. And most people don't even know the way around a woman's anatomy. So they just go up there and start stirring shit up. Next thing you know, it's like you see the fetus is in there and he's this hook is coming in and trying to get him. And he's up there doing fucking Bruce Lee shit. And it's like, oh, mommy, don't. And the hook comes up and just, yeah, that's some fucked up shit. That could very well happen. So I do have an issue with the heartbeat bill passing in Ohio. I think it's a great win for conservatives, but I don't think they did it too smart. That's a problem. But going back to this, here's another story on CNS News. Abortionist, I cut the vocal cords so the baby can't scream. This is a very special kind of stupid. This is the type of bitch you would literally just like black out and find her and just wail on her. I mean, seriously. That type of woman is just, she's just completely cold. Completely cold. Dr. Leah Torres, an OBGYN in Salt Lake City, said that when she performs certain abortions, she cuts the vocal cord of the baby, so there's really no opportunity for the child to scream. I don't even know if I can even read this, man. This is just excruciating, even the fucking just the concept of it. She also described herself as a uterus ripper outer because she performs hysterectomies. Fuck. God, this bitch is just morbid, man. Geez, talking about stir fry. Torres made her disturbing comments on Twitter March 11th in response to a question. As the tweets show, at Zorba, not Zorba, asked Torres about the aborted babies. Do you hear their heartbeats when you lay down at night? Do you hear the screams? No. You know fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord first so there's really no opportunity. If they're even far enough along to have limbs, I won't apologize for performing medicine, she said. I'm also a uterus ripper outer, if that's how you like to describe hysterectomy. Oof. Wow, man, just take back a second and think about that for a minute. That's morbid as fuck. First, this tweet garnered a lot of backlash from pro-life activists. David Delidian with the Center for Medical Progress tweeted March 13th that his organization did not investigate the Planned Parenthood facilities in Utah, in part because their abortion doctors are the only ones who actually scared me. Thanks, Leanne Torres, for the very honest reminder, he said on Twitter. Dr. Torres disclosed that she had deleted her tweet about cutting the baby's vocal cords. Yes, I deleted the post, she said on Twitter. My friend asked me to. See, the thing is, she is trying to open dialogue between pro-life, pro-choice here in Australia for the greater good of reproductive health. Folks allow the post to inhibit progress that's off my feet. Really? Here's the thing. You can't delete something that's already in the Twitter thing. I feel there's a log out there that you can find tweets that have been deleted. It's kind of like the Wayback Machine for Twitter. Some crazy ass shit. There's another one from Natural News. Facebook bans all content on vaccine awareness. So they are clamping down on truth. Just as we warned what happened, the tech giants are now moving aggressively to ban all speech that contradicts whatever quote-unquote official position is decided to be the truth by the corrupt establishment. This week, Facebook announced it would block all content on Facebook that questions the official dogma on vaccines. It falsely insists that vaccines have ever harmed anyone, a hilarious lie, that vaccines only contain safe ingredients, a blatant deception, and that vaccines always work on everyone, another laughable lie. Facebook is achieving this by labeling vaccine awareness information misinformation or hoaxes. At the top of the list is the assertion that vaccines are linked to autism, something that even the CDC's own top whistleblower scientist reveals to be true. Yet the vaccine industry claims it's all a hoax in order to cover up the crimes of medical violence against children that are being committed by the vaccine pushers. Notably, tech giants are now banning vaccine truth and information by labeling it misinformation, in exactly the same way they ban conservative content by labeling it hate speech. They simply invent a false category to justify the ban, all while crushing the free speech of users and ultimately leading to the vaccine maiming of millions of innocent children. Under this twisted system of speech policing, they can ban any content they don't like simply by labeling it false or hateful, even if it's true and important. So that's the type of shit that's going on. There's also another story that I had posted that in Deutschland now, that you can be fined a huge amount of money for not vaccinating your child. Try to find the actual story here. Germany to fine parents $3,700 if they fail to vaccinate their children. It's off the Daily Mail in the UK. So basically, Germany to fine parents £2,000 if they fail to vaccinate children for measles. The new rule will force parents to prove younger children have been vaccinated. Parents who do not vaccinate school-aged children face fines of over £2,000. And German parliament passed a law, but experts in Britain oppose a similar move. The thing that kills me is, dude, this whole herd mentality is bullshit. If you have five children in a room and four are vaccinated, what's the fucking problem? Seriously, that's how simple it comes down to. If four of the five children are already been vaccinated against whatever disease that may be going around, and the fifth child has not been vaccinated, and let's say they end up being the carrier or shows signs of the disease, then who are you fucking hurting? If the other four have been inoculated, the problem solved, right? You just got to worry about the kid who's dealing with the effects of the disease and not having the vaccination. So if that's their story, then that's pretty much how you solve that. You know, at least thankfully in the state of Ohio, we still have the exemptions for personal, religious, and medical reasons. There's some people that may not be able to tolerate certain vaccines because of the fact that they're allergic to them or they've had really bad reactions. Plus the fact that some people, it's against their religion to have certain vaccines. Or just personal choice. If you want to exercise your right of informed consent and say, hey, I have read the insert on this particular vaccine, whether it's the MMR or whatever, And I don't think this is a good idea. I don't want my child to have these fucking vaccines. Okay? You should have that right to exercise that. There should not be, you should not be discriminated against or have school officials threaten to actually say, well, we won't even let your child have their transcripts because they haven't been vaccinated. I know someone whose daughter, they tried to pull that on a few years back in Dayton public schools, and she told them they have a nice cup of shut the fuck up because that's illegal. If you try to say my daughter can't get her transcripts to transfer to another school, then I'm calling my attorney and I'm going to sue the fuck out of you, and I'm going to name you individually in the lawsuit as well. They dropped the issue after that. So that's one way how you handle it. And so that's a very serious problem in its own right. All righty then. Take a real quick break here and give me a chance to wet my whistle and cover some other interesting topics at the moment. And we will be back right after these brief messages.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyrics to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama Brigades to take away your rights, The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
All right, welcome back to the Resolution Radio Network at ResolutionRDO.com. You are listening to the St. Thomas Show, and I am your host, that guy, the guy the show is named after. If you want to call in or listen out, area code 607-203-5423. That's area code 607-203-5423. So, like I said, we're trying to fix some technical difficulties here. So it's just a matter of trying to figure stuff out. I'm trying to click a button here or there, trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. And next thing you know, something magically works. Well, that definitely hammers out pretty good. Let's go on to some other stuff that I wanted to cover here as well. You can go to stthomas.com and see a lot of the stories that I posted there. And saw some interesting stuff. This is funnier than shit. Restaurant tapes Colin Kaepernick jersey to floor as welcome mat. This is fucking awesome. I am totally in support. Matter of fact, I'm going to call this place myself and say thank you. This is actually a product in Cleveland. So in the great southern state of Ohio, it looks like. Oh, no. It's through Fox 8 in Cleveland, but the story is in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Picture of San Francisco 49 quarterback Colin Kaepernick's jersey being taped to a local restaurant's floor is causing quite a stir. Well, actually, that's a misnomer because he's no longer with the 49ers, so why are they associating him with his former team? Some of the language used in this post may be considered offensive. Good. That means I want to read it. Virginia Beach resident James Perry said he walked in the Crossroads Rock and Country Bar in the Pleasant Valley Shopping Center Thursday and saw the jersey at the front entrance. What went through my mind was like, wow, is this real or is it a joke? How would you feel if someone took the police officer's uniform down? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Really? Just get the fuck out of here. Saturday, he took to social media posting his status. Of course he did. Oh my God, I got to post this shit. I'm going to go viral. Yeah, you're already a virus, you little fucking turd. We need to, like, purge you from the system. You know what I'm saying? And a guy can even spell this shit, dude. He's got periods in here all over the place. What the fuck is in a rag? Jesus Christ. This is what is taped to the floor entrance of Bruce Rhodes. I'm trying to read this. It's like Ebonics or some shit, man. Let's start from the beginning. Quote, I'm going to try to, the period, so I'm going to make it sound like it kind of like it's one word because that's what they're trying to do here. This is what is taped to the floor entrance of Crossroads Bar in Virginia Beach, located in Pleasant Valley Shopping Center on Lynn Haven Parkway. Exclamation points! Now, would we be wrong to take a police officer uniform to an entrance of an establishment? That almost sounds like fucking Mr. Roboto here and shit. This young man is exercising his constitutional right and is being villainized for it. Exclamation points! Then hit his wife, didn't rape nobody, didn't get caught abusing drugs or get charged, and cleared for murder two people. Oh, God, this guy's got like a fifth grade education, dude. Oh, and did not shoot any armed citizens. Exclamation points! I can't spell this shit, nor has proper pronunciation. Punctuation is completely wrong. Capitalization's out the fucking yin yang. That's my emphasis, okay? But yet, this jersey is used as a foot rat. Exclamation point! Racism is real, people, and yes, this is racist act. An overall disgusting one. Boycott this racist ass bar. Perry's post was shared more than 3,000 times in 24 hours. Ooh. Dude, you're a lightweight motherfucker. That's not even considered viral. He's asking people to boycott the bar. He ain't asking. That's a demand. But some customers are standing by the crossroads. I was not offended by that. This lady named Carol, whatever the fuck her last name is. I think we live in a free country. I think people are allowed to do what they want. The general manager of the bar told News 3, taping down the jersey was about sportsmanship and Kaepernick's disrespect to the flag, not race. Whatever the reason, Perry says the bar now lost a longtime customer. You know how many motherfuckers this guy probably gained? One bad customer, he probably got 10 more. That's what I'm talking about. If I was going to Virginia Beach, I'd definitely be looking this place up. Like, look out, brother! We're thinking of the same like minds, dude. What else? Well, shit, I had something else on here. Oh, this is interesting. Elon Musk's father has baby with stepdaughter he has known since she was 4. Dude, that's like some fucking Woody Allen type of shit, man. That's just fucking nasty. You know, he does look like he's got a bit of a hook going on there. All right, so let's just go on to the next story. Fascist book owner admits to Congress that they are censoring vaccine safety information. You think, Mr. Fuckerberg? This is my favorite. Gang of nearly 100 armed youth stormed to an Airbnb in Melbourne. Youths. They call them youths. More like youths. Because that's what they are, bruh. The youths. And it's pretty freaking obvious by looking at the pictures and the surveillance camera footage. They're a bunch of dindus. So, I mean, why don't you call it what it is, man? A gang of nearly 100 black youths storm into an Airbnb in Melbourne. Then again, it's hard to tell. They could be Muslim. So I guess you might offend a black guy who might be a Muslim because now he's got two designations, not just one. So you can't win for losing, man. UK university bans white people from attending anti-racism meetings. But anti-racism is a code word for anti-white. Now, this is over on Red Eyes TV, of course. Brits ban an EU to legalize pedophilia and with it child pornography as well. Know your enemy and their tactics. Okay? And of course, the child they got featured here in the picture as a beautiful blonde Aryan baby boy who's got a big ass tear down his sad face. Aye, I feel you, bro. So, let's go on to the thing here. Booklets from a subsidiary of the German government's Ministry for Family Affairs. Well, that sounds fucking fascist. Encourage parents to sexually massage? To sexually massage their children as young as 1 to 3 years of age. 240-page booklets entitled Love, Body, and Playing Doctor by the German Federal Health Education Center are aimed at parents, the first addressing children from 1 to 3 and the other from children 4 to 6 years of age. The fuck, dude? You can't make this shit up. Fathers do not devote enough attention to the clitoris and vagina of their daughters. Whoa! But, dude, I can't even fucking read this. This is quotes. Okay, I want to emphasize, these are quotations, dude. This is not my words, not my commentary, nor do I fucking condone this bullshit. This is quoted in the fucking pamphlet. Let's start that paragraph again. Quote, fathers do not devote enough attention to the clitoris and vagina of their daughters. The caresses too seldom pertain to these regions, while this is the only way that girls can develop a sense of pride in their sex. This is fucking some perverted shit, dude. Read the booklet regarding 1 to 3-year-olds. The authors rationalize. The child touches all parts of their father's body, sometimes arousing him. The father should do the same. Unquote. Why do some people still vote for these scumbags? Next time, we must all vote our local nationalists. extreme right political party to restore normality. We're going to have to do that here, too. Sunny motherfucking tea, bitches. My next out of office, I'm going to be out right in your goddamn face, and that's just how it's going to be. Most people already know me. My constituency know how I am, and they still vote for me every time. Boom, chicka, wow, wow. Canadian author and public speaker Michael O'Brien, who has written and spoken extensively about the crisis of culture in the West, spoke to LifeSiteNews.com about the shocking and extremely disturbing phenomenon. It is, he said, quote, state-encouraged incest, which in most civilized societies is a crime. The development is, he suggests, a natural outcome of the rejection of the Judeo-Christian moral order. I get to also tell you, as a heathen, that shit don't fly either, dude. Especially with your own fucking children. The imposed social revolution that has swept the Western world is moving to a new stage as it works out the logical consequences of its view of man's value, said O'Brien. It is merely obeying its strictly materialist philosophy of man. If man is no more than a creature created for pleasure or power, if he is no more than a cell in the social organism, then no moral standards, no psychological truths, no spiritual truths can refute the will to power and the will to pleasure. This is my emphasis. This is not only left-wing fucking banter. This is Satanism, straight up. And we know who's behind that fucking cabal. Someone got a hook? The pamphlet advises the parents to permit young children unlimited masturbation, except where physical injury becomes apparent. It advises children should learn that there is no such thing as shameful parts of the body. The body is a home, which you should be proud of. For ages 4 to 6, the book recommends teaching children the movements of copulation. The fuck, dude? I can't believe I'm reading this shit. Another product of that particular fucking ministry of fucking propaganda is a songbook aimed at children of 4 and slightly older, which includes several songs espousing masturbation. What the fuck? Is this like Cyndi Lauper, She Bop on fucking steroids? Oh my God. Jesus Christ, man. Now, so for 4 to 6, the booklet recommends teaching children the movement. Oh, okay. Blah, 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 blah. I lost my place because of that shit. Fucking crises. Nose, belly, and bum. Whoa, whoa. The songbook entitled Nose, Belly, and Bum includes one song with the following lyrics. When I touch my body, I discover what I have. I have a vagina because I am a girl. Vagina's not only for peeing. When I touch it, I feel a pleasant tingle. Right. Wow, dude. Maybe that could be the next new fucking Wasp song, you know? Like it always eats your heart out, man. The wiser and deeper position of most civilizations recognize that children need a period of innocence, commented O'Brien. Now the state, the German state, is encouraging destruction of the state of innocence. He added, this is consistent with the materialistic philosophy that sees all moral norms and all truths about human nature as repressive. Pleasure and their disoriented concept of freedom are their only guiding principles. Oof. Okay, there's a lot more here. I can't read this, dude. That's just too disturbing. I've seen some shit in my day. Let me tell you what. Even the fucking porn that's out nowadays is not even fun to watch. It's so fucking violent, dude. How could you even get aroused? I remember a girlfriend of mine once had a phone, and she didn't have it for very long because as soon as she watched a couple of pornos, man, that thing got a virus in her or something, and it fucking died. But the thing that killed me was one of the videos that she had popped up on it was really fucking violent. It basically had her on her knees with her head up against the wall, and the guy was going through her like he was going through a hole in the wall. I mean, seriously, it was not sexually erotic at all. It was straight up violent. I don't know how in the fuck anyone could even sit and watch this shit. I had to turn away from it. It was so bad. But it was absolutely disgusting. I mean, people call that fucking sexy? And that's not the... Dude, that might as well have been a snuff film. That might as well have been an old-school snuff film. Just, ugh. I mean, even most of the stories I've posted recently on DailyWire.com, watch. Disturbing sex ed videos show young kids instructed on masturbation and transgenderism. You know, it just keeps getting worse. Near Canada, refugees with infectious diseases will not be denied entry into Canada, the health minister says. Well, you know what? I tell you what. How about you just take another step up, lady? Why don't you have some of these people stay at your house and then your husband, see how long that lasts? If they don't fucking rape you, they'll kill you with the diseases that they're carrying. So, I mean, let's see how that shit fucking goes. Put up or shut up, bitch. You know, I mean, seriously. You want to sit there and say, oh, we need to let people in. You make sure you're the first person to open your doors and let squatters into your fucking house and see how long that lasts. I guarantee you, if you survive that, you will definitely not be the same person. That's for sure. So, yeah, not a cool thing at all. All right, and we're going to be back after another quick message block. And then I'm going to play our next track at the beginning of the second hour. And then we'll come back and talk about some of this crazy shit even more. It's definitely going to get out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Totally out of control. Slanchama.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, ResolutionRDO.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend, CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionradio.com. You are listening to the St. Thomas Show, and I'm that guy, St. Thomas. I'm going to call and listen now. So I go to 607-203-5423. That's 607-203-5423. That was Beast in Black with Died by the Blade from the current album From Hell with Love. I encourage you to definitely check that. Both those albums out, man. If you haven't seen my reaction video to me getting my Beast in Black CDs, it was a treat. I think I shot that back in March. Oh, man. I was having a blast. Popped that bad boy in my truck and played the first track. Oh, man. Horns will fly, that's for sure. All right, then. So, actually, having some technical issues, so I'm going to go ahead and shut this down here. But I want to encourage you to check out some of our other programs we have on the network. We're actually going to be switching some stuff around soon. We have a couple of shows that are tentative to be online. And, of course, European American News is Gunnar Troy is supposed to be coming back soon. on Sundays. And, of course, I encourage you also to check out one of our favorite programs, Radio Free South Africa. A lot of great guests, a lot of great commentary. What the hell is going on down in that country? People who know it best, who lived there for the longest time. So definitely worth checking out. Also, many of our other programs, such as Political Cesspool, Nordic Frontier, and American Dissident Voices are also populating our weekly schedule. And encourage you to check that out. So at resolutionrdo.com. All right, so Solange Mom, we will catch you next week and encourage you to keep up on what's going on with our youth. You've got to go to school board meetings. You have to go to city council meetings, because if you don't, you don't know what's going on. And then if you don't know what's going on, don't be surprised when your taxes go through the roof and the kids come out looking like freaking communist zombies, because that's what happens when they go to college. All right, we will catch you. We probably will not be signed on next week because of the holiday, but we will be back on the 5th, and I should have a guest scheduled for a particular night. And so definitely look forward to that. So, Solange Mom, we'll catch you next week. Skull!
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.